Basalt residents Tashi Jackson and Karuna Owens want to raise money for people recovering from the Himalayan earthquake. While we sit outside a cafe, Karuna explains how it would work.
We set a bucket in each grade. You put pennies in and that each counts for points. And if you put anything silver or checks or dollars in, it counts for negative points. So you get points taken away, but at the end, all the money just goes to Nepal.
The strategy is called a penny war, and it would be at Basalt Middle School, where both 11-year-old girls attend class. Tashi and Karuna have dubbed it Coins for Compassion, and they hope the competitive spirit among their peers will help raise money quickly.
Maybe we might throw like a party at the end or something.
The effort is supposed to start Monday and would continue for about 3 weeks. The girls might collect donations at various hot spots around Basalt, too. Here's Tashi.
Well, I thought it was a good idea because there's lots of sad things that are happening in Nepal and people need help there.
She'd like any funds raised to go towards critical needs.
I think we should give money for food or for shelter, things like that.
Tashi and Karuna have a special connection to Nepal. Again, Karuna.
We were both adopted and born in Nepal, and it would really help our people. And I think they will know that some other people in other countries care for them too.
Both she and Tashi have returned to Nepal since they were adopted. Karuna went back about 5 years ago and visited a popular trekking area. So did Tashi, who spent time in the Everest region.
In 2012, I went back and I met my mother. I met my sisters too. Right now, my family is okay, but they would need a lot of help, because there's lots of very sad things happening there.
They would receive some of the donations from Basalt. Money would also go to other immediate relief for people in Nepal, as well as a school with children from a particularly hard-hit area. The plan is to keep track of where any dollars are sent. Karuna hopes they can expand fundraising beyond Basalt.
If people around the valley, we were trying to see, like I know some people down in Carbondale, and my mom and I were thinking we'd expand it to the other middle schools in the valley.
The Basalt Middle School Penny War and Coins for Compassion begin Monday. Elise Thatcher, Aspen Public Radio News.